The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the National Institute of Disaster Management, NIDM, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, has extended the deadline for applications to 12th January 2025 for the recruitment of 4 assistant professors in Group A posts at its Delhi and Andhra Pradesh campuses. These positions are offered on a deputation basis in pay level 10. Candidates can access detailed information and application formats at https://nidm.gov.in. The National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, invites applications from eligible candidates for various contractual positions at its headquarters in New Delhi. The positions are for a duration of 1 year, with monthly remunerations as follows. Consultant Legal, 80,000. IT Consultant, 80,000. Consultant Accounts, 65,000. Data Analyst, 55,000. Data Entry Operator, 40,000. Eligible candidates are required to submit their applications online only in the prescribed format, along with self-attested copies of educational and experience certificates to recruitment.nalsa@gmail.com. The subject line of the email must state application for the post related to PMU LADCS. The last date for submission of applications is 15th January 2025. For further details and the application format, kindly visit NALSA website, that is https://nalsa.gov.in/vacancies. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, is seeking candidates for the position of Deputy Director, Administration at the newly established AIIMS in Raipur and Bilaspur, under the Pradhan Mantri Swasthya Suraksha Yojana. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed format within 45 days from the date of publication of the advertisement. Interested individuals can download the detailed advertisement and application format from the Ministry's official websites. All applications should be sent to Sri Dinesh Kumar, Joint Director, PMSSY 4, at the Ministry's office in New Delhi. For additional details, please visit the website, that is www.mohfw.gov.in. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry invites for the post of Assistant Development Commissioner, Group B candidate on a deputation basis at Quark City, says Mohali, Punjab. The position offers a salary equivalent to level 7 of the pay matrix under the 7 CPC. Eligible candidates who wish to contribute to the functioning of private sector special economic zones at Chandigarh and Mohali are encouraged to apply. For more details related to eligibility criteria and application procedures, please visit the Ministry of Commerce and Industry's official website. Kindly go on to http://www.commerce.gov.in. The Security Printing and Minting Corporation of India Limited, a renowned Schedule A Mini Ratna Category 1 Central Public Sector Enterprise, wholly owned by the Government of India, invites applications for the position of Chief General Manager on a deputation basis. The corporation aims to fill 3 posts initially for a term of 3 years with the possibility of extensions as per government rules. Candidates must hold a first-class BTech or BE in relevant engineering fields from a recognized university and meet the age limit of 56 years as of 27-1-2025. This prestigious position requires applicants to have significant experience and may involve positions across various SPMCIL units or the corporate office. Interested individuals are encouraged to apply using the prescribed format and should include all necessary documentation. For more information on eligibility and application procedures, please visit the website that is at http://www.spmcil.com. The Institute of Secretariat Training and Management, ISTM, institution under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pension, Government of India, invites applications on a deputation basis for the following posts, that is Deputy Director, Office Management, two vacancies in pay level 11, Assistant Director, one vacancy in pay level 8. Eligible officers under the central or state government, union territories or equivalent organizations may apply. Applications should be routed through the proper channel within 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For eligibility criteria and the prescribed application performer, kindly visit https://www.istm.gov.in/home/other circular. The National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, under the Government of India, invites applications for deputation-based posts to fill current and future vacancies across benches. Joint Registrar, one vacancy in New Delhi in pay level 13. Deputy Registrar, four vacancies in Ahmedabad, Chennai, Indore, Kochi in pay level 12. Assistant Registrar, five vacancies, New Delhi, Bangalore, Chennai, Mumbai and Kolkata in pay level 11. Selected candidates will serve at the designated NCLT bench. Kindly apply within 60 days of the advertisement's publication. Details and the application process is on the website that is at www.nclt.gov.in. Chennai Metro Rail Limited invites applications for various posts on contract or deputation basis, including Director S&O, AGM Legal, JGM Legal, JGM Architecture, DGM Architecture, and Manager Design. The pay ranges from 85,000 to 1,60,000 rupees per month. The minimum experience required ranges from 7 to 17 years, with age limits varying between 38 to 47 years. Detailed notification and terms are available on the website. Kindly go on to chennaimetrorail.org. The last date for applications is 20th January 2025. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.